We are breaking down all aspects of Yankee baseball. This is the Bronx Pinstripe Show with your hosts, Andrew Rotondi and Scott Reinen. Let's go.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Bronx Pinstripe Show, ALDS post-game recap.
Game two.
I forget, it was less than 24 hours. Here we are in the same place. It's maybe like 7 degrees warmer. You are about 7 beers more sober.
I'm definitely coherent. There's
and
no
hopefully,
doubt about it.
So,
I don't know if that's a good thing, because apparently people like seeing me hammered.
Yeah,
and not
we
be
got
able to
some
talk.
Feedback on the 20 minutes of debauchery that we put out as the ALDS Game 1 recap, and people seem to enjoy it, which makes me wonder why we ever even put like research into a normal show, because people...
Yeah, it's basically
yes,
like...
we're definitely not recording a show right now. What's up?
I think people like me better drunk anyway, so maybe I should just drink more.
I like you better drunk as well. Yeah.
Rose is like, yes.
But what a friggin' game. What an awesome turnout we had. I mean, I will always remember game two for 472 people, just rowdy as hell. It started at Billy's at like 3 p.m. We're passing out the rally towels. That was the surprise for everybody, was that we had like 1,000 rally towels for those sections.
It was pretty ridiculous, yeah. And when we're going out there and you see that many people, I mean, I saw it from a different vantage point too. When you're looking down, you see all those towels going, you see people tweeting out the pictures. It looked cool. We were going for the sea of white, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah,
that's exactly what went down in right field tonight.
We saw a few pictures. Thank you to everyone who was tweeting us pictures and posting pictures from the TV and all that kind of stuff. And it couldn't have worked out any better that Didi hits the home run to our freaking section.
I mean, unbelievable. The guy that we've been talking about for how long now as having the clutch gene, having the ability
gene.
To go out there and perform in high leverage situations. And, you know, you see his first at-bat where he gets that little dribbler, he gets on base, and you're just like, yeah. It doesn't matter how you get on base. It doesn't matter how you get that first one. You just get that first one. And
what
do you do?
He hits a bomb. So Didi had been in a big slump, and – like no, neither of us were saying he needs to sit because we like him at shortstop and we like just Didi in general. So like bat him at the bottom of the order,
clutch.
But no. But my point is that he needed something small to just like have a positive. And then he obviously had the huge moment with the grand slam, which makes me wonder why the Yankees took out Stanton in like the sixth inning when he had been 0-for. He grounded into a double play in the first inning, which just killed the energy in the stadium because they had a run across the board and everyone was rowdy, and then Stanton grounds into a double play and he hasn't really had anything positive. He had a sack fly in that huge inning today. But it's just like, I have to question if Stanton is healthy, if they're not going to leave him in to get at least one at-bat to try and just get a single off some garbage Minnesota reliever.
I'm not having you take it to this place, first of all. Second of all, the fact is that
not negative.
The game was 8-1. Who gives a shit at that point? They're getting the guy out of the game. They're making sure that everything's good. And
I'm going to get chicken and waffles in Harlem.
All right, have fun.
JJ's going to go get diarrhea.
But I'm going to get chicken and waffles in Harlem. Also, shout out to Ryan and Aiden. Those are my guys.
Yeah,
they're 13 and 15, and freshman year high school is tough. We guys go through it.
And
we've all
good.
Seen super bad.
And it was very irresponsible for their parents to come over a section. Let them come over.
We also have to say we've got
hi.
10 people here. I don't know. I can't count. But we got some people who are with us in the stadium tonight, hanging out. We're in the same place as last night at the old Yankee Stadium home plate area. What's up?
What's up, boys? But yeah, I'm not having you go to the negative place because
it wasn't negative.
I want
Stanton to be good.
It was an 8-1 game at that point. It doesn't matter. Like, you get him out of the game because why not? There's no other reason for that. He's not going to do anything positive that's going
to
get this team back up. And
no.
The crowd was
nothing
already
to do
at
with
that
the
point.
Team.
And like,
it's about Stanton at that point. It's about getting him something positive so he can be a wrecking ball like he has been.
I don't think it was worth it at that point. The game was over practically, and the stadium was like in a chill vibe, right? Like, we were all just like, we
after
were relishing
that,
in the third inning. The third inning was it.
Seven-run inning.
The third inning was doing it, and that was...
What's up, man?
It was,
what's your name? Thanks. Okay.
Keep going. But, I mean, there was really no big deal to take him out, I don't think. When you're looking at what happened in that third inning, bro, it reminded
me
of one of the events we had a couple a couple years ago. I think it was 17, maybe the Baltimore game
when they scored like seven runs in the first inning.
Yeah, 7 or 9 runs, something stupid in like the third inning.
That's the game right there. The third inning is the game, yeah. And then like you said, it was a chill atmosphere after that.
Yeah,
people just lost their friggin' minds.
I started running up and down the aisle.
There were beer showers.
I had no idea what to do. I didn't know what to do with my legs or my hands. So I just started running up and down the aisle.
I mean, I lost my voice last night, and tonight certainly didn't help. So, yeah, it was unbelievable. The third inning took like 45 minutes, and it was just no one sat down for those 45 minutes. No one shut up for 45 minutes. It was amazing.
Can we talk about playoff Tanaka?
Sure, talk about
it. Because that's what we got. We got playoff Tanaka.
I don't know if that's playoff Tanaka.
That was playoff Tanaka.
Playoff Tanaka is better than what we saw tonight. I mean, playoff Tanaka, people think of playoff Tanaka like 7-inning shutout guy.
It doesn't need to be an inning limit, because what happened was he did his job. The game was out of hand at that point. The offense did their job and got him an early rest.
Would you have put him out for the 6th inning? He had like 83 pitches through 5 innings. It's a 7-run ball game.
Yeah, no.
Try and save the bullpen a little bit.
No, you don't need to save the bullpen. That's the beauty about what a 7-run game will do. Is that you don't need to save the bullpen in that way. You got guys like Sessa, Loaiza, who can come in there and eat those innings. So why risk anything with Tanaka?
Well, no, they ended up going to Canley and then Ottavino. Ottavino didn't really pitch in game one. I mean, he pitched, but he didn't really get much work.
And then we saw Loaiza close it out. So you got options.
And Tyler Lyons. There was a Tyler Lyons chant going on, which I found hilarious.
And his wife sang the anthem, right?
That's my theory, yeah.
His wife sang the anthem. But no, I mean, like, when you're doing that, you want to get Ottavino back, because he had a...
Thanks, man. Boys. Good to see you.
He had a... Ottavino had a shitty outing.
Baby.
Here we go.
Let's go, baby.
Ottavino had a shitty outing his first one, right? Like, he comes in, walks a dude, that's it. And then you come back. You want to give him something good. Like, they had an opportunity for that. Like, I think that was a good opportunity, and they got that. Now we got a day off. Now we go to Minnesota. Now we got Seve on the
Twins are
ball.
Dead. They're dead.
It's going to be... a fully rested bullpen, an offense that's clicking, and then Luis fucking Severino.
Yeah. No, it's the worst nightmare for the Twins. The Twins pulled a wild card tonight. They started the rookie, Dobnak.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uber driver. It was Uber. Like, free marketing for Uber, but whatever.
Those were
like,
all coming from our section.
That's a free ad, Uber. If you want to advertise, hit us up.
Yeah, we got tweets all over that one.
Tweets for what?
We got a tweet chain by Lindsay Adler for that.
Yeah, yeah, for the Uber chant.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was...
she
it was,
shamed us?
Yeah, she's like... Red Sox suck chant going on. He's like, well, it's an improvement for people shouting Uber at a guy who had to work a second job.
I didn't hear the Red Sox suck chant.
I mean, it's fine. He can still be an Uber driver. We're just
no, I don't mind
Uber.
The Uber chant. I'm not a fan of the Red Sox suck chant because the Red Sox are not in the playoffs. So, like, why are we thinking about it?
They're not even trying to have any space. Anyway, the beautiful thing is that we're locked and loaded. The Twins have now lost, what, 15? 15 straight? 15 consecutive postseason games, right?
15.
15 postseason games. I like how we have fact checkers now. This is awesome.
How?
I can't lie, I can just ask.
We had 472 people in 205 and 206, and there were just like 3 Twins fans sprinkled in the middle.
Yeah.
Poor those guys who were just like, oh, I'm going to go and buy some tickets. I don't even know how they wound up in the middle of our section because.
Season ticket holders. There were some sprinkled in there.
Like, they were like row 15.
There were some sprinkled in there.
Right.
We didn't have every single seat.
That sucks for them. It's like they knew it was going to be bad, but like.
I mean, good. What do you expect?
400
what do you
drunk
expect?
Animals.
That's fine. Serves them right.
I mean, Minnesota people are nice. They're from Minnesota.
I guess so. The guys that we have at the chapter of Minnesota are nice guys. But this thing is it's over, baby. It's over. Severino's going to come in there and going to dominate. The beautiful thing about Severino right now, how many innings has he pitched? Nothing. 12 innings. He's got 12.
We've got Fangraphs.
Rohan needs to be,
right here.
Rohan needs to be at every one of our podcasts now. He's got the freshest arm in baseball, and it's the best arm in baseball when it's right. Like, this is a blessing in disguise, what has happened.
This
team is coming back right now.
We kind of talked about why Tanaka we thought was starting game two, and it's because they can bracket him with Paxton and Severino.
And having that day off.
But the fact that the offense just lit it up tonight took all the pressure off of Tanaka and Boone to make any, like, there was no hard decisions tonight. It was
right.
Like, couldn't have gone any better.
No, I mean, they took all those decisions out of the hand. Didi took those decisions out of the hand. Didi, the guy that everybody's been shitting on for how long? Didi comes up.
I don't
think
people
ripped.
Have been shitting
a
on him.
A lot of people have been shitting on Didi. They've been ripped. Didi on reaction. I knew it was gone. I didn't want to show emotion. Oh, that's another
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, he did.
So I saw
did he think it was foul or
no,
did he
no,
do
no,
a
so
little
here's,
pinch
here's
up?
The deal. I saw the replay too, and here's my take on that. I don't think he was showing up anybody. It looked like a frustration move. Like he was like, damn, I finally got it. Like,
you think so?
It was like one of those, it was like a full breath out. You know what I mean? They just kind of acted on it. That's what it looked like to me. Didi apologizes to catchers when the bat goes flying back.
No,
he doesn't show people up.
I would never say Didi would ever show anyone up. It's
I think it was more of like a frustration thing. Like maybe he thought it was going foul or.
I mean, it was right down the line pretty much.
It was a great, it was a beautiful shot. It was a two games. We've been to three games in the postseason against the Twins in the past 2 years.
Yep.
And two of them, Didi have hit home run. Is it a home run?
Yes. Pretty good. Can someone fact check Scott on that?
No, that's a fact. I don't need a fact check on that one.
Anything else? Oh, I actually took – so last night was just a shit show, and we didn't really talk about anything specific.
What did we do last night? Podcast?
Yeah, yeah, okay. If you didn't remember. I took some notes in the game. Like, I'm going to mention this stuff on the podcast. Little did I know I'm going to be using my phone to record it, so I can't actually look at the notes. So I don't remember what I wrote.
Oh, okay.
What do you want? Anything else you want to talk about? Anything else you guys want to mention?
Yeah, what else was there tonight? I mean, like, it was a one-inning game almost, right? Like, it was a...
I did like how Tanaka pitched well, but
would have left it out
for like maybe an inning. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. Well, the game wasn't in jeopardy. That's
here's
a seven-run game.
Here's
it was not in jeopardy.
The reason we have been so nervous about Tanaka is why. He has these big innings, these one bad innings where all of a sudden there's a 4 or 5 spot put up. Why are we going to concern ourselves? Why are we going to put ourselves in that situation when we do have a game in hand? We got guys who can – the day off, I think, the bullpen's rested either way, right? Like, out of you don't need only through how many pitches?
Off day tomorrow, so they're fine in that sense.
And you still have a 7-run game, yeah.
And a 7-run lead, you're not exactly throwing stressful pitches.
Exactly. Well, I mean, there's still playoff pitches at home. Yeah. So the thing is, I don't mind it at all. Like, if we're going to nitpick, like, that's probably one thing that people will talk about. But
it's hard to nitpick.
It's a really
8-1 game.
After you have that third inning, everything else is gravy.
I said, yeah, I said, Ron and I at the game were talking about, like, I, again, would have liked to see Stanton get another at-bat to try and just hit a ball hard. Yeah. Like, I want to see him hit a ball hard.
See, I think also him going to
and the – that was a good at-bat. He had a good at-bat to get that sack fly.
You know what will be good for him? Going on the road, getting out of, you know –
He didn't get booed, though.
Place.
No one did. Were people booing
him?
I think he kind of got booed after that double play.
I mean, probably, but who cares? It doesn't really mean shit. It just means you hit a double play and people are frustrated. But the thing is, like, you go on the road like that, there's a lot of – there's just less stress in general. These fucking helicopters have been going over all night.
Gotta tell you, I'm not too thrilled about the 8:40 start on Monday.
The what?
The 8:40 start.
Is that
Eastern.
What it is?
Yeah.
Oh, we got some good times on Friday and tonight. 5 o'clock start is beautiful. What time is it right now? 9:30.
This is awesome. You can go to bed.
I can go to sleep. but it was the atmosphere, man. Like, that was fun. That the whole thing was just a lot of fun. And when you get that many people together in a group and, like, you could tell, like, I'm always nervous when you try to do a whiteout, you know what I mean? Like, because it can either be cool or just bust if people don't do it. And everybody did it. It was
I
was
from the 400s. I saw the white.
The weather cooperates. It was definitely colder last night.
Yeah.
So people didn't have to put on jackets as quickly.
Yeah, it was nice tonight. Yeah.
The pictures we saw, like, yeah, it's very visible that those two sections – really, it looked like three sections. I know because 205 kind of has like a double section.
It was just fun, man. It was just a lot of fun talking to everybody and hanging out and seeing a good game. Because if the Yankees are losing a playoff game when you have that many people,
yeah,
the atmosphere is very different.
We've had events where the Yankees – they got – remember the Angels event?
Yeah.
They
lost, I don't remember specifically, but
– they lost like 10-2, and it was
– when you're losing and then there's not much offense.
When you're getting your ass kicked – it's just—it's not fun.
Yeah, so. Nah, it's true. That's the beauty of having that many people, and then you have a lot of good things happening.
Odorizzi against Severino on Monday.
Yeah,
are you? Is there anything in your mind that could like convince you the Twins are still in this series?
Not one thing. I mean, I think the Yankees are so set up beautifully. Like, literally everything that Boone just put together worked.
The Twins are the best road team in baseball this year, and they just got destroyed in two road
games.
Let's
not forget something. They won 101 games,
yeah,
but they also played, 19 games against the worst team in baseball, the Tigers, and then the Kansas City Royals are also bad.
Are you serious? I mean,
I'm just saying.
We scored 1,000 runs against the Royals.
I'm just saying also. It's just That did happen too, though.
Okay.
The Yankees are also just a better team.
Yes, we're learning that. It's clear. It's very abundant. The Yankees are a better team, which is why I think that your prediction, you're very proud of your prediction, might come true. And they're going to sweep this
Someone in this podcast has balls.
Yeah. All right. That's going to be... Any other thoughts from any of you guys? You know, it's easier to do a podcast when they lose, because then I can really sink my teeth into shit.
They need, like, Billy Haywood throwing out the first pitch.
Something miraculous?
That's, like, the only thing.
Were you worried that
Dobnak
is a Rec Specs guy? I thought that would worry you.
I didn't, dude. Honestly, when I saw the mustache and the story, I'm like, this guy's gonna have a really hard time. Although I'll give him credit, he battled for a few innings. Like I thought, almost in the second, third inning, it looked like he was settling in a little bit.
He got pulled in the third,
and then early they started getting to him.
He battled into the third.
In the second inning, it looked like he was settling in a little bit. Was getting a little bit, and then a couple base runners got on.
Right, that Stanton double play was like a savior. That could have been a turning point if the Twins were in a joke.
Like, with that guy's story, walking in as a rookie, coming into Yankee Stadium playoff atmosphere, that's crazy.
It's crazy.
You're set up for nothing good. Yeah. I mean, it was for Baldelli to do that. You'd think that almost you'd want to give the veteran.
Well, so think about it.
The start at Yankee Stadium. A guy that's pitched at Yankee Stadium many times for no reason.
But if you're Baldelli and the Twins, they know like their backs. They got to win game three no matter what at home, their first one at home. And so I think that's actually why they're going with I think they have confidence in Odorizzi, the veteran, to, like, pitch an elimination game.
Maybe, but that's a pretty – you got two games to be eliminated at that point, too. You have Odorizzi, the veteran guy who's gotten some experience at Yankee Stadium.
So we said – I remember I said I did not think any – like, there'll be a game that'll be close scoring and low scoring.
Yeah.
So far, the Yankees have scored 10 and 8.
Yeah.
So can the Twins pitching hold them to 3?
No. I didn't agree with you at that point when you said that. Like, I didn't think there was going to be one of those games.
It wasn't necessarily had anything to do with the Yankees offense or Twins pitching. I know postseason baseball, and there's always a game that, like, no one can hit.
When you look at these two teams, the way that they match up, there's just something that tells me that our offense is that much better than their pitching. That's what I see. And when if we could get a high ceiling out of our pitchers and our starting guys, which I wouldn't call it a high ceiling because they've pitched, you know, 4 or 5 innings, but they've pitched well. And when that happens with the bullpen that we have, you're not scoring runs. And the Yankees are good to score runs against this pitching.
Hell yeah.
So, you know, it's a bad matchup for
the Twins. Clinch it on Monday.
Sorry.
Let's
sorry
go.
For
Everyone
the Twins.
Scream.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to the Bronx Pinstripe Show. Make sure you find us on iTunes and subscribe so you can get all new episodes directly onto your phone. If you do like the show, we'd love for you to take a minute and give us a 5-star rating and review in iTunes. It really helps us out and allows us to create more shows. We're on Twitter at Bronx Pinstripes and the same on Facebook. You can always find us there talking Yankee baseball. Thanks again, guys, for your support. Really appreciate it. And go Yankees.